Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about the origin of the phrase, the whole nine yards. I mentioned a couple days ago, we were talking about etymology, where words come from, where phrases come from, talking about linguistics or various things related to the English language. And several people raised the topic of the whole nine yards. And it's one of these things that is probably the most misunderstood, the most questioned phrase in our language, where people say, well, what about this one? The whole nine yards. And the thing is, Doc sent me a quick note to a link to a fairly good article on this that came out a few years ago. But the interesting thing is, there's been research and there have been findings on this topic very, very recently. So again, this has nothing to do with the law, but you know, I love research. I love writing. I love the English language. So we got to talk about this, the whole nine yards. And so, by the way, I was watching a TV show a week and a half ago. And one of the people on the show said, by the way, you know where that saying comes from? It comes from the length of an ammo belt in my airplane. And the guy had an airplane, which, of course, it doesn't. So the first thing I'm going to read to you is an article called The Inflation of Cloud 7 and the Whole 6 Yards, or it's a column called You Can Quote Them by Fred Shapiro, who is the Yale law librarian and editor of the Yale Book of Quotations. And he's talking about the theories as to what the whole 9 yards meant, and specifically what 9 yards, where'd that come from? And you know what's funny is, when I was a little kid, my first thought was I just assumed somebody misunderstood American football, because you need 10 yards to get a first down and you don't need all 10 of them in one play. But that would only be correct if you were trying to get the whole 10 yards. So I understand there's a disconnect there, but that was my first thought, was that was the obvious one, but I guess not. So an example, and here's the thing. He points out that most people who study this say that we're talking about phrase inflation. A lot of times when a phrase becomes catchy and it gets repeated over and over again, things tend to expand as people use the idioms to explain something. So he gives an example as when Mao at one point said, let 100 flowers bloom. And now it's usually rendered in English as let 1,000 flowers bloom. And it's simply because 1,000 sounds bigger than 100. But Mao originally said, let 100 flowers bloom. And so he points out, and this is something that many of the people who study etymology will tell you, is that the phrase cloud nine originally at one point in time was cloud eight and then cloud seven. And the weird thing is that if you ask yourself, why would you go to cloud nine? Why wouldn't you go to cloud one or cloud two or cloud three? And there's something about people just adding numbers to these things. Seventh heaven. Is fifth heaven not good enough for you? What about third heaven? So the number nine brings us to the main focus of this column, the whole nine yards. This common expression, which means the full extent of something, the full Monty, has taken on huge significance among people who study phrases. Linguist Ben Zimmer calls something of a holy grail among word sleuths. Popular theories that put forth, and several of these were told to me in the comment sections under my recent video, include the amount of cloth in a Scottish kilt, which, by the way, if you put 9 yards of cloth into a Scottish kilt, it's more of a circus tent. That wouldn't be a kilt. The capacity of a concrete truck, 9 yards of concrete. The length of World War II military equipment, and it varies. Sometimes they claim it's the machine gun ammunition belts, but here's the thing. We know that those aren't correct. They aren't correct. And so this guy writing told us that he reported that two different people, Stephen Goranson and Bonnie Taylor Blake, had each found printed uses of the phrase dated in 1962. And so many people thought this was a recent phrase. But the thing is that one of the fascinating things about modern technology is they're now digitizing old newspapers. And you can search through old newspapers. And they've actually now found instances of this phrase that predate World War II, for example. So we'll get to that in a second. Taylor Blake, who is a neuroscience researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, found the saying in a July 1956 edition of Kentucky Happy Hunting Ground, a magazine published by the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources. The magazine listed several fishing prizes and then declared, so that's the whole nine yards. And that was 1956. In 1957, it also appeared in the same magazine, and just the phrase, the whole nine yards. Taylor Blake's next discovery, however, took the research in a completely unexpected direction. Searching a Google News archive, she found in the sports section of the Spartanburg Herald Journal out of South Carolina from 1921, 20 years before we entered World War II, an article about a baseball game between the Spartanburg Spartans and the Greenville Spinners. With it was a more detailed bat-by-bat description of the same game. The headline of the detailed account was, the whole 6 yards of it. Now, you're going to say, well, that's not 9 yards. Well, it's only because the saying hadn't inflated yet, okay? And we can see this in many instances in the English language where there's a saying that someone will say, like, you know, that's the whole 6 yards of it or seventh heaven. And next thing you know, the numbers are increasing, like the 100 flowers or 1,000 flowers. So the whole 6 yards of it clearly is a predecessor to the whole 9 yards of it. And that headline appears to use the whole 6 yards in exactly the same sense as we now do the whole 9 yards. The author of this article says, I found confirmation via the database Chronicling America, an article in the Mount Vernon, Kentucky Signal of May 17th, 1912, states, there's one thing sure we Dems would never have known, that there was such crookedness in the Republican Party if Ted and Taft had not crossed at each other. Just wait, boys, until the fix gets to a fever heat, and then they will tell us the whole 6 yards. Clearly, same usage. And again in the June 28th, 1912 issue, as we have been gone for a few days and failed to get all the news for this issue, we'll give you the whole 6 yards in our next. Again, same usage. The aircraft ammunition belt theory seems to be disproven, along with all other World War II-related origin stories, by the presence of this idiom as early as 1912. Still, we have no explanation as to why something 6 or 9 yards would be, you know, the whole thing, the whole enchilada. And they're thinking that an origin might be found in Kentucky culture, because that's where it seems to be popping up earliest in the phrase of 9 yards. But the reference was never a specific length of a specific thing. It was only a colorful locution, vaguely signifying something very long, and this is all of it. We can now at least trace the inflation that apparently led to the final formulation. So it was probably at one point in time the whole 6 yards, and somebody just said, well, the whole 9 yards. And one of the things you'll notice, and you really have to think about this and actually do this, but if you say the whole 6 yards and the whole 9 yards, you realize that the 9 yards actually rolls off your tongue easier. And that's what happens with a lot of our speech. A lot of the things that people say, okay, it's because something becomes easier to say, and next thing you know, they're mispronouncing it, or they're changing words around a little bit. And there's a lot of examples of that where it drives a lot of people crazy when people mispronounce a word because it's easier to say. Mispronounced. Ain't that the truth? So, the Oxford English Dictionary, my Bible, places the earliest published non-idiomatic use of the phrase in the New Albany Daily Ledger from 1855 in an article called The Judge's Big Shirt. What a silly, stupid woman. I told her to get just enough to make 3 shirts, and instead of making 3, she's put the whole 9 yards into 1 shirt. And they're pointing out that that could actually have been meant as a literal sense. Now, it's hard to put 9 yards of material into 1 shirt, but the question then, of course, is, you know, what are we talking about with the judge's big shirt? Is it fiction? We don't know. The first known use of the phrase as an idiom appears in the Mitchell Commercial, a newspaper in the small town of Mitchell, Indiana, in its May 2nd, 1907 edition. This afternoon at 2:30 will be called one of the baseball games that will be worth going a long way to see. The regular 9, referring to the team, is going to play the businessmen as many innings as they can stand, but we cannot promise the full 9 yards. And again, 9 yards has got nothing to do with baseball, okay? So that clearly was meant to the full 9 yards of the complete thing. The idiom was used 3 more times in the Mitchell Commercial, and it makes you think that the editor or one of the journalists there just liked the saying, but it was used 3 more times over the next 7 years in the forms of give him the whole 9 yards, take the whole 9 yards, and settled the whole 9 yards. And those are all things that were different stories. In other uses from this time period, the phrase was given as the whole 9 yards. In 1912, the local newspaper in Kentucky asked readers to just wait, boys, until the fix gets to a fever heat, and they'll tell you the whole 6 yards. Same newspaper repeated the phrase soon afterward in another issue stating, as we have been gone for a few days and failed to get all the news for this issue, we'll give you the whole 6 yards in our next. And the 6-yard form of the phrase also appears in a 1921 headline in a local South Carolina paper. So again, it does appear that the phrase at one point in time was the whole 6 yards. And it evolved the whole 9 yards. 6 is not as big as 9. Didn't Jimi Hendrix address that? I'm going to look into that. Maybe this whole thing goes back to Jimi Hendrix, but it inflated, as did things like Seventh Heaven or Cloud9 and the other examples. And there's actually a whole series of these things. Again, I highly recommend the website World Wide Words. It was a guy who studied phraseology and word origins. And you want to find out where a wacky word came from or a wacky phrase came from. The guy's index is astounding. And he explains his reasoning. He'll say, I found it here. I found it here. Here's what it looks like to me. He'll never say like, I'm right and you're wrong. But he'll say like, look, this is my evidence. Tell me what you think. He recently retired, though, so his website, unfortunately, is frozen in time with respect to when he retired. But Jesse Scheidlauer, who is editor-at-large for the Oxford English Dictionary, and Fred R. Shapiro, the man who wrote the column I just read to you, have argued that the phrase does not have a concrete meaning. In other words, it never actually probably had a specific meaning, like there was something that was 6 yards, or there was something that was 9 yards. It's just simply that it was a phrase that caught on for some weird reason. Somebody may have just said it for no reason, or they may have said something that was whatever. And he goes, this source says, the best explanation here is to say it's like the whole shebang. Not half a shebang, not three quarters of a shebang, and not 1.5 shebangs. Because after all, what is a shebang? So I'm not going to get into shebang right now, which is not a song by Cyndi Lauper either, but the whole 9 yards. So what does it mean? None of the things you think it does. It probably means nothing except for in its idiomatic sense that it means everything, right? And that's the whole 9 yards of it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.